I'm Jane Metzler. Close to the end zone, one senator's assessment as talks continue to avoid a government shutdown. The deal must be done by midnight tonight. That's 7 hours from now. Fox's Jared Halpern has the latest live from Capitol Hill.
Hours after the Senate's top Democrat, Chuck Schumer, met with President Trump, there's still no indication of whether or not there's a breakthrough.
We had a long and detailed meeting. We discussed all of the major outstanding issues.
Schumer says the discussions will continue. He concedes disagreements remain. A House passed plan extending funding for another 4 weeks does not have required bipartisan support in the Senate, and so far leaders in both parties are blaming the other side for the impasse. Jane.
No surprise. Thanks, Jared. Should the government shut down tonight, non-essential federal employees would be furloughed. Means you can forget about that tax refund check for a while. Essential employees, like members of our military, will be on the job, but their paychecks may be delayed. Lawmakers, though, will be paid on time. President Trump postponing plans to travel to his Mar-a-Lago resort this weekend because of the possible shutdown. Vice President Pence will take off tonight for the Middle East, his scheduled trip called essential to national security. Today, the two address the 45th March for Life.
Because of you, tens of thousands of Americans have been born and reach their full God-given potential because of you.
First time a sitting president has addressed the anti-abortion gathering. Wall Street unfazed by a possible shutdown. The NASDAQ up 40, the S&P 500 gaining 12 points, both ending the day at record highs. The Dow closing up nearly 54 points. Fox News, fair and balanced.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. Only Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards. No other lender comes close to that level of client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives our clients a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online in minutes. No one else has anything like it. And our people. Each one of our 17,000-plus team members throughout Detroit, Cleveland, and Phoenix provides absolute client satisfaction each and every day. So why would you go anywhere else to get your mortgage? Go to America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Three confirmed dead, several others injured when an explosion rocked a tugboat docked at a marina in Calvert City, Kentucky. At least 20 people were on board that vessel in the Tennessee River. Work was being done on the tugboat at the time of the explosion. The U.S. Supreme Court agreeing to hear arguments on the administration's newest travel ban, the third one proposed. That is likely to happen in April. A retrial for Senator Robert Menendez, his first corruption trial. Ended in a hung jury in November. The New Jersey Democrat and a longtime friend, eye doctor Salomon Melgen, charged in a bribery scheme, the defense arguing any gifts were given out of friendship and were not bribes. A fourth day of testimony in the sentencing hearing for Dr. Larry Nassar. He pleaded guilty to molesting more than 100 female athletes while serving as the team physician for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State University. Olympian Allie Raceman said this to Nassar in court today.
From the time we were little, we are taught to trust doctors. You are so sick, I can't even comprehend how angry I feel when I think of you. You lied to me and manipulated me to think that when you treated me, you were closing your eyes because you had been working hard when you were really touching me, an innocent child, to pleasure yourself.
2012 Olympic gymnast Jordan Weaver also testifying today. She is the fourth member of Team USA's Fierce Five to testify that Dr. Nassar abused her. Michigan State University asking the state's attorney general to investigate its handling of the sex abuse scandal amid calls for the school's president to step down or be fired after a closed-door meeting of the school board. The Board of Trustees expressing support for that president. I'm Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
Here is the latest in local news from St. George News. Much of southern Utah is expected to get hammered with snow beginning tonight and through the weekend. The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch through Sunday with up to a foot of snow forecasted in spots including Delta, Fillmore, and Cedar City. The storm is expected to move on during the day Sunday. St. George will likely be free of snow with just a mix of precipitation in the forecast for Saturday. Prosecutors have charged a former St. George school counselor with having a sexual encounter with a 17-year-old student. Heidi Tasso is facing an unlawful sexual conduct charge after authorities say she and a teen that she'd been working with at Mill Creek High School had the encounter in June of 2008. St. George police began looking into the incident in 2016. Charges were filed this week. Weather for the area, partly cloudy and 60 degrees today. For St. George News Radio, I'm Carl Lamar.
Tune into The Kate Daly Show. Once you're awake, it's hard to go back to sheep. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You know what the lamest crime is? Loitering. Loitering. Can you imagine a guy with a 30-page rap sheet? That's all it says on there? Loitering, 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 loitering. Loitering, loitering, loitering. This guy's got nowhere to go. Loitering, loitering, loitering. What do you do with a guy like that? Throw him in jail where he can't go anywhere? Loitering. Is something really a crime when it's remedied as easily as, all right, move along?
Well, hello there. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show. On a Friday, may I add, which brings good news to me and you because it's the weekend, and it's the weekend eve. And also, I have Investigator Dave.
Hello.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway.
You gotta, we gotta
I know,
play that
I gotta play that. I gotta find that again. Welcome back to the show, of course. So glad to have you listening, and just happy it's Friday. Anyway. I want to start out, well, wow, we have 2 hours that are going to just rock because we have so much to go over. I want to talk a little bit about the Chicago Tribune, and then I want to talk a little bit about some history that we all might have missed. And you know me, I love to go back into time and go, okay, what did I not know? And I thought this was kind of intriguing, so we're going to go over that too in this hour about NASA. And also, we're going to be talking a little geopolitics. We're going to talk so much about everything you can't even imagine. Hawaii, the missile. I know you want to get on that too. So we have a lot. So let's start. I just wanted to start this out because I was reading the Chicago Tribune and what a federal government shutdown would mean in Chicago, okay? And this is front page. I get it. And they're saying, you know, you can still fly out of the airports. You can still fly out of O'Hare or Midway. Well, I would hope so. I would think so. Your mail would show up, so that's good. And you wouldn't be turned away from a Veterans Administration hospital or clinic. But if it shuts down, and then here comes the big dose of fear. Thousands of federal employees would stand to be furloughed, and some services in Chicago would grind to a halt. Okay, let me just say what services, because this is where this goes wonky, and I have to bring some attention to this, because this is going to be probably every big city newspaper headline, what will happen when the shutdown comes. You know what? I'd be so happy if we had a year shutdown for the government just to get them to stop infringing on our liberty for 1 year would be the biggest blessing America ever got, by the way. But so they go on and on about federal agencies like the EPA, the Department of Labor, the Small Business Administration, you know, all of these agencies that actually most of those shouldn't even be allowed to be functioning, by the way. There's no authority right for any of this. had to cease non-essential functions. You know, it's funny when they say essential and non-essential. Well, if it's non-essential, why are you doing it anyway? Anyway, so here's the deal.
That's so true.
Isn't it true? Okay. So Chicago Tribune. So the EPA engineer told the Tribune that the shutdown kept him from monitoring and advancing the cleanup of arsenic-contaminated rivers. So what do? They throw in water as if your water now is going to be unsafe. Okay. The guy does is sit there and monitor the water that's been going through that drain for a really long time. But they're going to make it seem as if now it's going to be arsenic-laced because of the shutdown, which is a total fabrication. This is a lie. All this guy does is monitor the water And he makes it out to be, now that I can't just sit and look at the screen to make sure everything's okay, it's definitely going down. So there's some there's a healthy dose of holy crap, you know, for you as an audience. And that's why I have to just point this out when you're looking through these articles. So this is basically what it would shut down, okay? patients might be, not will be, but just maybe prevented from enrolling in clinical trials at the National Institute of Health.
Oh,
darn. I mean, really? How many are actually enrolling right now? And also, might be doesn't mean will be. It's just, I love the fear. Also, private sector lending might be disrupted if banks and mortgage providers cannot access government income data. Okay. Okay. Import, yes, it's going to hell in a handbag if that happens. Import and export licenses might be put on hold. So? So what? Tax refunds might be delayed. Now, there you go. There's the big clincher. This is the one that they're using in every news broadcast, Fox News, CNN, you name it. It's, you might not get that little refund check. You know where the government took all your money and they're going to give you like a little tiny slice back? Well, you might not get that, you know, that kind of stuff. By the way, it didn't in the last shutdown. That didn't stop it. When we had that shutdown?
Yes.
Anyway, so federal permitting and environmental reviews might stop. Oh, dear Lord, really? Oh, my heavens. You mean we won't get the environmental reviews? Oh, geez. And federal loans to homeowners and families, and here we go for the tearjerker, in rural communities, might be disrupted. You know what? What a bunch of garbage. Jason Meisner wrote this from Chicago, and I just have to laugh at this because there's so much fear in this group that they're saying, well, Social Security will get paid, everything will get paid, but these things could happen and they might happen, and this would just bring the whole country to a grinding halt. Did anything I just list tell you that the country is going to grind to a halt? And here's the other view too. The fact that the states are so reliant on the federal anything should tell us volumes. And when they threaten the shutdown, what do? They threaten how the federal government will work in each state. Okay?
Right.
And so we should take a real hard look at that and say to ourselves, well, wait a minute. Maybe there's just a little too much going on here for our liking. And maybe we're a little too tied into the feds. We were never supposed to be. And so I just wanted to bring this up because when I read this, I just thought, oh, come on. Front page, really?
There is one aspect of the shutdown that would be affected, I think, and that's the pay for the military.
Mm-hmm.
Last Tuesday, President Trump went to the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was Thursday. Last Thursday, actually. And he went there with Vice President Pence, General Mattis, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they met with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and had a secret meeting. Apparently, it was secret. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And to discuss what would happen in the event of a government shutdown to the military.
Mm-hmm.
So I think what he did was he saw the potential there, and he's went to cut it, nip it off at the bud.
Yeah.
You know, he'll talk to them, and he's, okay, if there is a shutdown, what are we going to do? You know, in other words, he's forestalling any problems that are arriving there.
I pray for
most,
a shutdown.
Most presidents don't do that, you know.
I do.
I thought it was great.
Not because
so
of the military issue, but I pray for a shutdown because we have to show the American people that, you know what, when the last shutdown happened, what did they do? The government went to such lengths to make this very dramatized. They put the borders around all of the federal monuments, or quartered them off, and
made it, and
just the dramatics that happened made me want to hurl.
First thing they do is they shut down everything, all the things that the people, you know, access to.
Right.
Right.
And it's just
all
it's
that
just dramatics.
Backroom hidden stuff that they're doing.
Yeah.
They that continues to run if they can do it, but you can't go to the monument. You can't go to the parks.
Well, they wouldn't let people near the tomb of the unknown soldier. They wouldn't even let them near the point where it even gets to the point where you even stand in line just to show people that if the government shut down, if you don't let us spend your money wildly and without your knowledge and in a non-transparent form, we're gonna make this so bad for you. And I mean, they've really laid it on. So I pray for a shutdown because they should be shutting down all the time because we should have a bold enough Congress that says, I'm not funding this.
Yeah.
Period. Done. Sorry. We really should. I mean, it really should probably go to a shutdown every year, just because then I would know I had people fighting for me. They're not fighting for you. You know what I mean? They're just right. all in the same game, playing the same game. So
they're trying to work out a compromise. Mm-hmm. Three Republicans, three Democrats, right?
Yeah.
And Chuck Schumer tells President Trump.
Chuck Schumer. What a waste.
Yeah, Schumer, what a...
What a idiot.
Idiot.
Oh, I don't know whether... I don't know who's worse, him or Durbin. Durbin, yeah. your Illinois senator. Oh, my gosh.
So he tells Trump, he says, well, I'll make a bargain with you, yeah. okay? If you go with this committee's recommendation, we will stop calling you a racist.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Like
about
he cares.
An eighth grade petulant child. It's Schumer.
Like
oh
he cares.
My gosh. Wow. Yeah. I don't know who's worse, him or Durbin. Anyway, they're all kind of sick in the head.
Uh huh.
You'd have to be to take an oath with your hand on a Bible and then screw the American people over and over again. You'd have to be kind of messed up in the head.
Yeah. I didn't read the book, but. There was one that said, liberalism is a mental disease.
Yeah.
And I really think so. You can't think straight.
Oh.
You're not connecting any dots. No dots in history, no dots in economics,
yeah.
no dots in sociology. People just don't work that way. Yeah. You think that you can give everybody something and they'll mm-hmm. they'll just go out and enjoy the world and invent right. things and make the world a better place? No, they're going to sit back on their haunches and take right. their welfare checks. It's ways it works in sociology, but they can't see that. And they can't see history, and we're going to talk a little bit about that in communism mm-hmm. today.
Right.
If we get a chance.
Well, speaking of mentally ill, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West named their kid. This is the biggest story in America right now. Named their kid Chicago West. Chicago. So I'm sure Chicago's like, no, wait a minute. We don't want their kid named after us. We got enough problems. we don't want that. Anyway, yeah, kind of funny, I thought. Too. That happens to be one of the biggest stories out there. Isn't that funny? Who cares?
Who wants to be named Chicago?
I don't. Well, I think Chicago is a good city. I can understand people I know love Chicago and want to live in Chicago and love it. And I get why. And I get the huge problems in Chicago that they're facing too. And I know a lot of people are really frustrated out there. But I've been to Chicago when I was on the Oprah show. I've been to Chicago. And I'm gonna say, I understand why you love that city at the same time. It's a love-hate relationship because of what you love about it and what's going down right now. And it's the least talked about story in America. Is mm-hmm. the violence going on in Chicago. And I always feel for you guys out
people
there.
People are leaving Illinois like rats off a sinking ship.
Yeah, they are.
They're fleeing to every other state. When I was over there, I did a Civil War reenactment.
Mm-hmm.
They're in northern Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd sit around a bunch of Confederates. And I swear, they spent an hour or two all the talking about, gee, I want to move to Wisconsin. I want to move out anywhere but Illinois, mm-hmm. you know? These guys, yeah. they wanted out.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
By the way, I just wanted to mention, just before we end this segment, they made sure to recognize in the article that some things are going to be curtailed at the U.S. Attorney's Office, but the criminal litigation will go on.
Of course. Prosecution.
All of the corrupt proceedings usually brought up on the side of the U.S. attorneys, it will still happen. They'll still get paid. That part won't shut down because they're out there to screw the American people left and right. But you know what? but other things will. Isn't that the biggest hoot? I mean,
yeah.
give me a break. Well, thank you for letting the criminal litigation of little farmers and ranchers and people that make salves and the Amish and let that happen. Let that go on. But yes, make sure that the tomb of the untomb sho- the unknown
tomb
soldier,
of the unknown soldier,
you know, is yeah. is banned and barred from us. Give me a break.
Do you ever watch that ceremony?
No.
And read about it? That's amazing.
Oh, I have read about it. I've just never watched it. So yeah. in person. No, I've never seen it in person, but I have read about it, and it's an extraordinary set of things that somebody has to go through to even be in that position. So kind of cool. Anyway, we'll be right back. I have a little piece of history I think is kind of maybe surprising to people. I would think. Anyway, we'll be right back. I think you're going to like this. It's about NASA. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
According to a recent survey, these are the top barriers to company growth. Finance takes too long to close the books, too slow to launch new products, hiring and keeping good people, systems not talking to each other. They should look at the number one business and financial system for growing companies, NetSuite from Oracle. NetSuite tracks and manages your revenue, cash flow, HR, inventory, projects, even e-commerce from a dashboard on your phone. Go to netsuite.com/radio to get your free guide called Crushing the Five Barriers to Growth. netsuite.com/radio.
You're up before O Dark 30. You don't ask for medals or even a pat on the back. But if all your hard work is indeed its own reward, then consider the new Ram Limited Tungsten Edition as a bonus. Natura Plus leather seating, premium projector headlamps, suede headliner, packaged in the highly capable, hard-working truck you'd expect from Ram. Keep doing what you do, but who says you can't do it in a nicer truck? The new Ram Limited Tungsten, the most luxurious Ram truck ever. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
So, my kids were hesitant to broach the subject. Me moving into a retirement home? They thought I'd say no way, no how. But are you kidding me? No more home maintenance. No more being home alone? Boy, were they wrong. I love it here. So much to do and none of it's work. Hashtag Daddy's Got a New Home.
Beehive Cottages Independent Living, where you live should look like home, smell like home, and feel like home. We've gone out of our way to make our homes truly a home away from home. BeehiveCare.com.
If you've been injured in an accident, don't just hire any lawyer. Hire the law firm with the best client reviews. How has Robert J. DeBry and Associates achieved these top client reviews? It starts with our six-point client promise. Promise point number four, we'll come to you, nights, weekends, whenever and wherever is best for you and your family. Your case, our promise. Robert J. DeBry and Associates, your St. George personal injury law firm. Chat with us online right now at robertdebry.com.
The holidays may be over, but Finley Kia keeps on giving.
Right now, get 0% financing for an entire 75 months.
Plus, 90 days deferred payment option
on a 2018 Kia Forte,
Sportage,
Sorento, and Optima.
Start your new year outright
with 0% financing and 90 days deferred payments
on a brand new Kia.
From Finley Kia.
On the saving side of the freeway.
Because we believe in you.
FinleyKiaSt.George.com.
On approved credit through KMF, excludes Optima Hybrid and PHER model. Frontier 1720 FICO score financing. See dealer for details.
Let the revolution begin with the new R-Series compact excavators from Bobcat. Totally redesigned to maximize productivity and comfort. New R-Series excavators are the best in Bobcat history, featuring a long list of revolutionary features for added stability, increased over-the-side digging and performance, and improved ride quality. Stop by H&E Equipment Services at 4319 South River Road in St. George or call 435-674-2994 to demo your new R-Series excavator. Only from Bobcat and H&E Equipment Services, your Bobcat dealer for Southern Utah.
Are you concerned about your health care? Are you worried about paying the Obamacare IRS penalties? I want to tell you about a legally exempt way to plan for unforeseen medical expenses that allows you to break free from insurance. It's called MedicalCostShare.com. The Medical Cost Share program allows you to be exempt from the ACA individual mandate, including the IRS penalties. It allows you to choose and keep your doctor in hospital because there are no networks, no HMOs, no PPOs, and you can go anywhere in the country. It even includes naturopathic and other alternative treatments according to the guidelines. We don't share monthly expenses that are socially objectionable. And the best part is that the monthly sharing amount for my family is just $449 a month. Visit MedicalCostShare.com for details. Take some time to read the guidelines and see if this is right for you. MedicalCostShare.com. It's not health insurance, it's better.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. 10. Ground control to Major Tom.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. So glad you're tuning in and listen to all over the world, actually, now. Lots of countries tuning in live as well to the show. And Canada, we can't forget about you. And from coast to coast, it's really fun to get all your messages and about the show. And you can always go to katedalyradio.com for the podcast and email me, kate@katedalyradio.com. Make sure you get over to the website. You'll see a banner that says Fruit Greens, and you're going to want to click on that because order some up. I'm not kidding. This is such a great supplement. It gets you all your fruits and vegetables. It's great for kids. It's great for teens that you know are not getting the diet that they should. But this at least ensures that they're getting 20 fruits and vegetables a day, dehydrated down. And it's three small little capsules that I take every day. It's awesome. Gives you a lot of energy. It's really worth it. It's worth the peace of mind. And plus, it's upped my immune system. So just to kind of let you know, go there and get it ordered. You can just click on the banner with my picture and it goes right to it. So easy to find. KateDallyRadio.com. I have Investigator Dave with me.
Hello.
And on Fridays, we kind of like to delve into stuff that we don't normally delve into on the show. And I always like to go back into history. So almost everyone out there knows the fields of space, you know, aeronautical engineering, right? Are aware of the names of Tchaikovsky and Goddard and, is it Goddard? Goddard? And von Braun. But so they laid the groundwork for rocket development, which obviously allowed mankind to leave the cradle of Earth. So you know, and take that step into the cosmos. But a lot of people are not aware of Jack Parsons. And Jack Parsons is very, very curious person. And so I'm going to, I'll get to why in just a moment, but he's the co-founder of Jet Propulsion Laboratories, and he's really the start of NASA. Okay. Parsons made major contributions to rocket development, particularly in the area of solid fuel propellant. So the solid motors on the space shuttle and the motors in the Minuteman missile were based on the solid propellant technology that he actually invented. And so he was also the founding member of Aerojet Corporation.
Pretty smart guy.
He was born in Pasadena back in 1914, and wealthy, really, really troubled family. Really troubled. And in 1933, he graduated from high school and began studying at Pasadena Junior College. And during this time, he and a friend went into written correspondence with, is it Goddard or Goddard?
Goddard. Goddard.
And Hermann Oberth and Tchaikovsky, but later commented that due to the state of the art at the time, nothing of real value could really be gleaned from these correspondences. So the letter writing ceased because they weren't really getting anywhere. But he found employment at Halifax Explosives. This was a company in the Mojave Desert. And then one day in 1937, Parsons attended a lecture on rocketry at Caltech, and where they became acquainted, him and his friend, with a student, Frank Molina. Molina was a theorist and a mathematician. He was studying mechanical engineering at the time. And the three men began making inquiries around the Caltech campus with regards to establishing this rocket development program. But they were constantly refused opportunities with rocketry because it was still kind of science fiction at the time. And so von Karman, or come on, was working at the Guggenheim Aeronautical Laboratories in California Institute of Technology. And he listened to the plans of the trio, and he heard their plans for sending liquid and solid fueled rockets high in the atmosphere, and then finally approved their proposal in the form of Molina's proposal for a PhD in rocket design. And that opened the doors to the academic world and then made available these resources of Caltech and the Guggenheim Institute. Guggenheim name comes up a lot in the past, by the way. Not such a great way, either way, for Molina and his two pals. And so it didn't take long for this group to kind of run into trouble on campus, and a misfired rocket forced this group to sort of move outside the aeronautics laboratory and then work on a concrete platform away from the building.
That would do it.
Second accident happened, and then at this point, they were dubbed the Suicide Club. Okay, and began their experiments in an area called the Devil's, ironically, and you'll see why, Devil's Gate Dam at the edge of Pasadena. Okay, and so then in 1938, a year later, the Army offered two research projects, one for windshield de-icing on aircraft, and then another one for rocket engines to launch small aircraft. So MIT had the first pick, and feeling that the research into rocketry was like Buck Rogers science fiction at the time, they left rocket development to the members of the Suicide Club. Okay? So that's kind of the beginnings of where he started out. But his influence is what I want to talk about today, because I don't know if this is widely known, but Jack Parsons in 1939 became acquainted with the works of the English occultist, Satanist, Crowley. And we referred to him as the Great Beast, the 666, okay? I think we've referred to him on the show before. And was referred by the English media as the wickedest man in the world. Really? Crowley was. Mm-hmm. Crowley was the founder of the Athelemic religion, whose practitioners lived by the motto, do what thou wilt. It's a different motto than love your neighbor.
Do what you want.
Love God. Just do what you want. He had previously enjoyed all of this success, you know, anyway, he's got kind of a long history and past, but they went to Crowley for help. And it gets kind of interesting because fast forward, Parsons and his wife began kind of attending the OTO, which is the Ordo Templi Orientis, this group that Crowley started.
Always has a Latin name.
I know. And him and his wife joined the Pasadena chapter. And there's chapters everywhere, this satanic group, known as the Agape Lodge, which was led by Wilfred Smith. And he began correspondence with Crowley and became quickly Crowley's American representation for the OTO, this weird group, time group known as Ordo Templi Orientis. So he pursued all of these occult interests and scientific interests with equal intensity. He purchased a large house in Pasadena and invited actresses and actors to his house, and poets and writers. And he also invited L. Ron Hubbard.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It gets weirder. To participate in all these wild parties. And he nicknamed the house the Parsonage, after his last name, Parson. Mm. The police were frequently going to his house. Reports of naked pregnant women dancing through fire in the garden and loud music and illegal substances, you can imagine. And so he, whenever the police came, he always said that, no, I'm a respectable Caltech scientist. And so the police officers would usually leave him alone. So Parsons was excelling in rocket developments, and he was blending this occultism with his work to start NASA. Okay? And the practices were dancing and chanting Crowley's Hymn to Pan song before every launch of every test rocket.
Really?
Yeah. They chanted an occult satanic song every time they were going to begin a new test.
Rocket test.
Wow. Yeah. Nobody even batted an eye at the strangeness of this. And von Karman, who had arranged government funding for this, regarded him as just a sort of delightful screwball that would do this. But in 1941, the Suicide Club had demonstrated by then the functionality of the GATO canister in the U.S. military by strapping one of the boosters to a small aircraft and igniting it. And then the resulting thrust generated from the rocket allowed the aircraft to sort of take off the distance usually required. And so the military were impressed. Funding for the group went through the roof.
Especially as an imminent war, too.
After he started chanting to Satan. So the... I know, this is so well documented in history, guys. The U.S. Air Force placed a large order in 1942. The Aerojet Engineering Corporation was founded with the demands of production. And then you see the birth in 1943 of Galsit Rocket Project, and the military took over operations and named it Jet Propulsion Laboratory, despite the fact they were not researching jet engines. The concept of rockets still contained kind of a stigma as science fiction. So the alternative name was selected as jets so that they weren't asked about the work. And then under military control, they developed several weapons deployment systems based on the liquid and solid fuel technology by Parsons and his little band of occultists. And then once World War II ended, the military attached one of these to the top of a V-2 rocket and achieved the altitude of more than 70 kilometers, becoming the first American rocket to ever exit the Earth. And in 45, Parsons was introduced to a former Navy employee named L. Ron Hubbard, right? And so Parsons was taken into Hubbard's like charisma and saw him as an equal in his magic circle because they were all in this occult circle together. Okay. So writing to Crowley, Parsons said of L. Ron Hubbard, I deduce that he's in direct touch with some higher intelligence. He's the most thelemic person I've ever met and is in complete accord with all of our principles, our shared principles. And on that basis, Hubbard was invited to stay at the Parsonage, Parsons' house. And they were soon initiated into the secrets of the OTO.
Wow.
A lot of people do not put those two together. anyway, very strange, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Crowley wasn't really impressed. Wickedest man on earth saw L. Ron Hubbard as sort of a charlatan, a fraudster. So Crowley, can you imagine? Can you imagine the Satanists going, oh, he's just a fraudster? They're both just... anyway, Crowley was clearly this kind of warped individual, so he certainly was no fool. But history has largely confirmed that Hubbard was indeed one of the... Well, a lot of people think he's a fraudster. Anyway, I don't want to diminish somebody's religion out there or whatever it
it's
is.
It's not
but,
a religion.
But, yeah, but whatever. Anyway, ultimately for Parsons, he did not believe Crowley and invited Hubbard into life as his magic partner. And so part of the Thelemic belief involved goddess worship and one goddess in particular named Babylon, also known as the Scarlet Woman. Crowley and Parsons believed that it was possible to summon the element spirit of Babylon into a human form via sex magic. And so Crowley referred to this offspring, this elemental offspring, as Moonchild. So from January to March 1946, Parsons began a series of magical rituals with the aid of Hubbard, known as Babylon Working. And as soon as the first set of rituals had been complete, Parsons encountered a woman, this woman was something of a free spirit and had moved to Pasadena. Became infatuated with her. Parsons fell in love with her, even though he was married, and his scarlet and her red hair. Anyway, Parsons believed that he had summoned her, that she was Babylon, the Scarlet Woman.
Mm.
Yeah, and she appeared at his house, so he took her in. Yeah, then L. Ron Hubbard took $20,000 from Parsons and ran away with it. Said that he was going to start a business, got off on a ship, and just fled.
That's him.
That's when he finally realized that he wasn't, you know, maybe somebody he should be involved with. So in 1950, the FBI began investigating Parsons for the theft of documents from Hughes aircraft, and investigations revealed that Parsons had planned to exchange the rocket plans with the newly founded Israeli government in exchange for admission into Israel.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he planned to submit the documents.
Is Parsons
Jewish? No.
No. Huh.
Then he planned to submit... No, he's an occultist. That's his religion, is the Theleton.
Yeah.
Okay. So he planned to submit the documents with an employment application through the American Technion Society for employment in the country of Israel. And then the U.S. Air Force advised the FBI that the Air Force had been monitoring Parsons and his relationship with Crowley and observed this. A religious cult believed to advocate sexual perversion was organized at the subject's home in Pasadena, which, this is the FBI report, which has been reported subversive, and he lost all privileges to security clearance.
Hmm.
Yeah. So now he's penniless because of Hubbard, stole his money. And then with his security clearance revoked, then he turned to Hollywood pyrotechnics for cash. And this is where that story of Parsons ends. He, in 1950, Hubbard released the first edition of Dianetics. Okay.
Yes.
Started becoming really wealthy and introduced the first seeds of money-spinning UFO, anyway, Scientology to the world. And then the symbolism of O2O, you can see in there, because they were all part of that OTO group with Crowley.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that a crazy, like...
wow.
And so Parsons died at kind of a young age in a mysterious explosion in 1952, just at the age of 37. He was mixing chemicals in his workshop and died. His mother committed suicide the next day, and a report came out afterwards that he had been with his mother.
Oh.
And that was going to be exposed.
Hmm.
Hmm. Really perverted, weird family. Anyway, there's a close associate of Parsons was another occultist too, and that was Robert Cornog, who was the atomic bomb Manhattan Project. They were all in the same group of friends.
Wow.
And a pretty sinister little group. But that's how NASA got started, was this guy.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and chanting his little demon songs before the launching of the rockets.
Well,
how
crazy,
bizarre
in NASA,
is that?
What's happened in NASA since?
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
And
they're right now they're working black op programs with the CIA.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, according to this article, Congress's intention in forming the NASA was to establish a purely civilian space agency. But a combination of circumstances led him to commingle with the CIA.
We'll be right back.
You know, they're in bed with them.
We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Every Tuesday at 5, tune in to Your Family and Your Retirement with Abe Ashton and Eric Nimmer on St. George News Radio 93.1 and 1450 KZNU.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, we just made leasing easier. When you lease a new Buick or GMC from Newbie, we include all dealer fees, taxes, and licensing right into the payment. And for zero down payment, you can lease a brand new GMC Canyon, Terrien, or Acadia. Or for zero down, lease a brand new Buick Regal, Encore, or Envision. At NewbieBuickGMC.com, you can look at their inventory of new and used cars with special Newbie internet prices and discounts.
I was amazed at how easy it was to search for my car and schedule the test drive all online. I can choose the options, features, and even the colors I want. Now that I have my new Buick, I can even schedule a service visit through NewbieBuickGMC.com. It's so convenient.
Leasing a new GMC or Buick has never been easier at Newbie. Get your new lease for zero down and have the taxes, dealer fees, and licensing included right into the payment. Shop online for your next car, SUV, or truck anywhere you are. Go to NewbieBuickGMC.com for leasing specials, internet pricing, and daily updates. Experience car buying the Newbie way at NewbieBuickGMC.com today.
Pieology Pizzeria is opening Friday in St. George. At Pieology, you get to choose just the right amount of their 8 signature sauces and more than 40 of the freshest toppings to build your perfect pizza on Pieology's delicious house-made crust, all for one low price. It's made right in front of you. Then stone oven fired to perfection in less than 3 minutes. You can create the perfect salad, too. Choose from 3 lettuce options, then load it up with crisp vegetables, savory meats, and all the fresh toppings you can handle. You have to see their line of all the tasty ingredients. It's amazing. At Pieology, you create your perfect pizza. What a great new way to take the family out. Everyone gets what they want. Right now, you can join their Pie Life e-club at Pieology.com and get a $5 pizza offer sent to you after they open in St. George on South River Road next to Yogurtland.
You know the old saying about New Year's, out with the old, in with the new. I get it. Man, do I get it. I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and we've got so much new inventory, we need to move out the old. Seriously, we're so packed, I lost one of my managers last week. I know he's in the warehouse somewhere. We just can't find him. Anyway, shop now and save big with the lowest prices in town at our January clearance sale at Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. I have Investigator Dave with me, and we're just sort of marveling over things that were never really kind of out in the public arena. Things that probably I would imagine that if you were to ask about the beginnings of NASA, you might not have thought about a guy who was really into Satanism, who chanted satanic songs before each rocket launch to get it to go so that they could develop NASA. Strange, right? It's creepy. It's a little creepy, to tell you the truth.
You would be amazed. I am amazed at the amount of occultism that's out there.
Oh,
and how it mixes and mingles with spy agencies and intelligence agencies and other things. They use a lot of symbolism, especially the dark side, the deep state.
Yeah.
And I think that would be their downfall sometime because they're into numerology. They're into
all kinds of stuff. Well, this even goes into Nazis because the Nazi rocket scientists were the first to compose NASA's ranks as well. And most people don't know that. They're not aware of that history. We'll take a caller. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, I think it's interesting. I've been researching a lot of connections with just traditional Christianity with what today most pagans are associated with, especially. You know, you look at the way Jesus is described in the Bible. He lived in the wilderness. Most traditional Christian churches today, they wouldn't even accept Jesus in their church because he would put mud on people's eyes, very shamanistic ways of healing. you know, things, and even Mormonism. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at the temples, there's a pentagram on the windows, which is now occultism, and the pentagram upside down, five-pointed star.
Well, so I mean, I could do a whole show on that that would explain that, but yeah, okay. I mean, I could do a whole show and explain all of that to the audience
right now,
because you're leaving a lot out, but
temples,
we're not Satanists.
Temples, masonry connection to masonry.
Yeah, I get that masonry. It's just we're not Satanists, so yeah, but I can appreciate that, but thanks for the call. Go ahead.
Traditional Christianity is so varied.
Yeah.
So varied.
Yeah.
From the Baptist church, you know, to the one that's, you know, condemning.
There's symbols that linger on and lingered through Masonic stuff. But Mormons aren't Satanists. I just want to clear that up.
But generally, they're bound by one thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what it is.
Yeah.
And that is our faith in Jesus Christ.
Right, exactly.
And everything else is ancillary to me and to a lot of Christians. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what kind of music you listen to. Some have this rock and roll music.
Sure,
some have the old-time gospel. So, some have different philosophies on how to interpret the book of Revelation,
mm-hmm.
or even, you know, Daniel or anything else. It's all in there.
Right.
But that's okay. That's okay, and that provides the fun of Christianity to me.
Mm-hmm.
But as long as you stick to the core,
right,
you're okay.
Right. Well, I think also, I mean, it's seeped in a lot of ways. I mean, just look at Halloween. I mean, this is a fun holiday. We all love Halloween. But then look at the background of it. I think it's all in intention, and I think it's all in, you know, I always say, by their fruits you shall know them, because you can kind of tell when people... I can. Can you? If you have somebody pretty dark that's into the occult, it's not hard to spot. I mean, and when you see somebody that is that has a relationship with Christ, you can spot that in somebody. So by their fruits you shall know them too. A lot of this stuff can segue into our society, and it's kind of taken as sort of like verbatim, like, you know, they're just kind of part of the fabric of it.
Mm-hmm.
But that might not be who somebody is. It's just, or what we do. But it's still, you can, I think, can tell.
You're exactly right. By their fruits,
you shall know them. Who, you know, what they're into. So
the fruits come from the philosophy behind it. Now, this guy here that you were just talking to, Parson, his philosophy was do what thou wilt.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In other words, and that's a Scientology adopted that, and EST came from that, EST, extrasensory training.
Oh, EST. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, EST from the 80s.
Both of them.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember EST very, very well. Some of my friends got into that, and it was awful, devastating to them, but the bottom philosophy was, if it feels good, do it.
Yeah, my friend's mom got into that, and she got weird.
Really weird, but it's just the opposite of what, like, Scott Peck talks about, and the Bible talks about. He's a philosopher.
Yeah.
Which is delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The secret to success is delayed gratification. You know,
well, it
means you work hard, you study hard, you wait hard, you anticipate, you set goals, and then you try to accomplish those goals.
Yeah,
that's the bottom line. It's such a dichotomy between that and if it feels good, do it, and it'll reflect in your life, in your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Like this guy.
Yeah. You know? I mean,
reflect in your fruits.
But isn't it interesting how many people were in this group of people that we know now, and projects, and kind of like the same guy with the Manhattan Project. He was another occultist with Parsons and Robert Cornog. Another Crowley following Thelemite. Sorry. And then it goes into the Nazis. There's just so many interconnected people in this little group that started things that became some of the biggest things that we've encountered.
Yeah.
Manhattan Project.
Well, true. And the Germans, the Nazis, especially Goebbels, he was heavy into the occult.
Mm-hmm.
And he was fascinated with the rituals, you know, and the marriage rituals, and also, and that helped spawn the German science program, which we adopted, and their rocket program.
Sure.
And I don't know, maybe the... You know, the adversary has given them some information or whatever it is, but they seem to grow from that.
Yeah.
They developed that anti-gravity device.
Right.
You know, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So, okay.
All right. I want to talk about Hawaii for just a moment in this hour.
Okay.
Because I haven't talked with you about Hawaii, but there are some speculations that there isn't any way that the story we were given in the media about that mistake ballistic missile report in Hawaii, there's no way that that report was true, because that report has several huge flaws in it.
Yeah.
Right?
Last Saturday, a missile came up out of the ocean.
Right.
I don't know the warhead, but they say it was an atomic warhead.
Yeah.
And it was headed ballistic straight missile. For Waikiki.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's in Hawaii. And so all of a sudden, everybody on their cell phones got an alert, and on the news got an alert. There's a missile coming our way, and this is not a drill.
Yeah.
And the panic, what was it, 38
40,
minutes?
Yeah, 40 minutes, 40, basically.
40 minutes, the panic, people were screaming, hiding in shelters, and yeah. stopped the ball games and everything else that was going on. This was really Panicville.
Alarms going off, yeah.
And then it was shot down, the report was, boom. It was shot down.
Well, not in the report.
No, the official mainstream news was it was a false alarm.
Yeah.
Somebody defeated all five fail-safe methods, and they got all the permissions and
right.
managed to do this. But then, nevertheless, there were some tourists about 100 miles offshore, and two boats, and they saw explosion in the air, you know, coming their way. So it kind of verifies that it was a real missile.
Right.
Okay. The interesting thing is that... Who fired it?
Right.
And there's so many different
theories. Yeah, I get it. Because there's the false flag theories, or there's the theory it actually came from North Korea.
Some people say North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned before, this one guy's military guy says that he thinks it was a rogue Chinese military group that wanted to get a war started.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people that want to get a war started.
Yeah.
The deep state. They've been clamoring for a war.
Oh, yeah.
For a long time. They couldn't get it in the middle.
They couldn't get it in Syria.
No,
and they got it in Syria, but they couldn't do the coup.
The actual regime
change yet. So.
Yeah, they're still trying, by the way, and I'm mad at Tillerson for that. Now, talk about that.
Yeah.
So
we'll talk about that next hour.
Yeah. But I think here's one of the... I was listening to one... Oh, gee, I forget the fellow was talking about it. In Hawaii, they have the Hawaii Cryptologic Center.
Okay.
The Hawaii Cryptologic Center, it's called NSA Hawaii. It's a national security agency and a central security office. It's located in Oahu, okay? And they opened it in 2012 at a cost of $358 million. It signals intelligence intercepts from Asia. Guess who worked there? Edward Snowden. Guess who got all that information that is from there? Edward Snowden. And he took a huge number of classified documents with him. And he's in Russia now, okay?
Okay.
The Hawaii Cryptologic Center keeps all those intercepts. It's millions of them, okay?
Okay.
And they're kept on Hawaii exclusively. They're not in the United States. But when there is a DEFCON missile coming at you, they are required, because there's a missile coming their way, they're required to transmit all that documentation over to continental United States.
Okay.
And so there was... If they followed protocol, there was a massive intelligence dump from the Hawaii Cryptologic Center to the Pentagon.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. And now we have Trump and Pence and Mattis and everybody going to the Pentagon to meet with them.
Some things that make you want to go home. Let's take a phone call. 888-673-1450.
We'll continue this. Okay, go
anywhere. Hi, caller. Oh, sorry about that. A little too late. Anyway, go ahead. Wow.
What information do they have, and what information did they get?
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, because otherwise you'd have to go through a lot of paperwork, subpoenas, and everything else to get that information over to the United States. Could it be that missile was actually fired by the White Hats? In order to get this information dump transferred to the United States.
Right.
Because not long after this thing arrived, all of a sudden now we have the 4-page FISA document. revealing a lot of intelligence intercepts.
Right.
Okay. And this this FISA dump that's brought over to the United States, it's according to congressmen who've seen it, they said it's vital that it's released to the American public. Now it's in Congress right now. The Republicans have been going down and reading it, and they say they're shocked. They say this is incredibly important. It's vital important, and it's got to be released to the people.
Okay.
Different congressmen. You can find them on the internet. They said if this isn't released, this is going to cause a lot of heads to roll, including major heads in intelligence agencies and the FBI. The Democrats. Very few won't even go down and read it. The Democrats are saying, no, this cannot be released to the public. And the Republicans are saying, you've got to do it immediately. And they're now having meetings on this about getting this thing released. Where did this come from?
Right.
Could it have come from those intercepts that were transferred to the American? Because all of a sudden this thing appears.
Could be.
It's a four-page document. I think what's happening is here, we have behind the scenes an incredible intelligence war, and also militarily, and a war that's going on. And it's right behind the scenes. When you stop to think about it, different things are happening. Just over in Michigan, you hear about the Michigan meteor? This meteor, they claim it was a meteor coming down out of the sky.
I saw a video of it.
And all of a sudden, boom, it explodes, right? And you can see this, like a laser light shining right down on it and just blowing it up, right?
Right.
And not long after that, there's one in Indiana. And by the way, not very long after this submarine fired a missile at Hawaii, another was fired at Japan. And it was shot down also. I wonder
what's
if there's any kind of dumps that were there. So this is crazy. This is getting real crazy. I think what we've got here is that Trump is getting all the information. Now, we've been hearing from Q and QAnon and 4chan, all these things over the last several months about how the war is going on behind the scenes. And that Trump is, you and I and everybody else that's a good guys, we've been waiting and waiting and waiting. When is Nancy Pelosi going down?
When is
Hillary Clinton going down?
Right.
When is this? And it looks more and more and more like they're amassing, getting all the cards stacked to run the deck. Okay? That's what I believe. More and more. They're getting the information. They're getting the evidence. And then you just can't send people out to arrest them because you don't know if they're deep state or who's what side or what evidence is going to be. So you've got to get all your people on your side. President Trump has done that. He's gone to the Pentagon. He's assured them that even if there is a government shutdown, we're on your side.
Right, right.
So you keep running because the military is directly underneath Trump. And if he's got the guns, doesn't matter what the other people got. So,
interesting.
Anyway,
we'll hit up more on this when we come back. We have a lot to talk about. You can't even imagine how much we have in the next hour, so don't go anywhere. This is the Kate Daly Show. Go to katedalyradio.com for podcasts, of course. We'll be right back.
Start the year off right with a new built Ford Tough truck from Ken Garf St. George Ford. Get New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. Our Ford F-Series is the best-selling truck in America going on 41 years. So get the job done right with New Year savings up to $10,000 off MSRP on in-stock 2018 F-150 XLT. At Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Ford Credit Finance, see dealer for details based on 2017 sales.
Join Larry Bradley, therapist, lecturer, and published author every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on St. George News Radio for Leave It to Larry, brought to you by Dixie Family Skills Center. It's all about learning how to live happy, demonstrating that happiness is within everyone's reach. If you're unhappy with your spouse, unemployment, or your children, if you don't handle stress well or struggle with being more negatively attuned, then come and learn. It'll change how you see everything and perhaps provide you for the first time in your life the power to live happy. Leave It to Larry, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. right here on St. George News Radio. 93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 98.5 FM Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS HD4 Leeds.
Countdown to a shutdown.